UCLA ended up borrowing Orange Coast hatchets at the Pac-10s, almost knocked you guys off again. I think you guys, that was the race where you guys came back at the length behind, and you guys came back and won in the last 500 meters and won by a couple of feet. And so then I think in between that time and the national championships, you guys got hatchets. Is that correct? Did you get them mid-season?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and I don't know whether the guys told you the story or not, but I thought, okay, well, we got to make a test, okay? And on Monday mornings at that time, every Monday morning, we'd come out for practice and do 6 times 10 minutes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the varsity would always beat the JVs by like 4 or 5 lengths.
Mm-hmm. What rate?
Varying the rate, yeah. But mostly low rate stuff, yeah. You know? 10 minutes at like 20 or something.
Oh, wow.
24.
Okay. Really.
Okay. So I said, okay, if there's really anything to these oars, then I'll give them to the JV guys, and they'll demonstrate that there's something to the oars. So we go out, and we warm up out to the bridge, and we start the first piece down towards Leschi. And boom, immediately we do 10 minutes, and the varsity has to take the rate up in the last minute to beat the JVs. I go, how's that going to work, you know? And by the time we rode the third piece down by Leschi, I mean, the varsity guys were rolling their asses off just to stay ahead of the JV guys. So I said, okay, pull the boats together. And I had them all switch oars. And now the varsity guys are like in a different time zone when they finish. I said, there's something to those oars. I mean, and that's when we started. That's when we started, that's one of the most classic examples. I mean, that's the easiest demonstration of an advantage of some technical thing that exists.